Good afternoon. I am Robert Fish, Director of Education at Japan Society of New York. Jun Saito, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Yale University, has been kind enough to discuss Japanese domestic politics with us. Dr. Saito served in the Japanese Diet as a member of the Democratic Party of Japan from 2002 to 2003. Dr. Saito, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about recent development in Japanese politics.
To start our discussion, could you explain why did the 2009 election of Yukio Hatoyama of the Democratic Party of Japan matter?
Well, before I go into the topic of why the DPJ government might matter, let me mention that the DPJ was elected into the government partly because the increasing frustration with the LDP's mishandling of the public policy issues over the last couple of decades. And there was also an increasing expectation for throwing rascals out by the regime change. And let me also emphasize that the LDP's local government reform over the last several years weakened the LDP's grassroots campaign organizations, and that led to the election of Yukio Hatoyama as prime minister.
Okay, thank you. Historically, do you think it was important or not so important?
I would characterize the 2009 election as an important historical watershed. Whether the DPJ government will last for a long time or it will materialize their intended results is a little bit different story. But I think the 2009 election was a significant historical event in the sense that voters ousted the LDP government for the first time in history. The 1993 LDP's fall of the government was partly because of the defection by the LDP incumbents. A large number of LDP incumbents split the party. That was why the party lost the 1993 election. But the 2009 election was the first time when voters actually threw away the LDP government.
So, of course, this was the first substantive change in party of leadership in over 50 years. But a lot of people had said beyond the change in party, maybe there haven't been that many important changes. So my question is, what are the two most important changes in policy or politics that have been brought on by the change of ruling party? And in your opinion, has the change in leadership created substantive policy change?
Well, two parties resemble each other simply because the current electoral institutions pull large parties to the middle ground of the ideological spectrum. So both of those large parties, the Liberal Democratic Party, the DPJ's predecessor, and the current government party, the DPJ, are essentially centrist parties. So they are advocating practical and realistic policy options. And in that sense, we would expect very little change even after the change in the government. But I would characterize these two parties as possessing different business models. The LDP is a party of local marketing, and they did great job in catering to rural citizens, adjusting policy platforms district by district. In that sense, the LDP as a party resembled retail stores. On the other hand, the DPJ's policy platform was more or less nationally standardized, and they resembled nationwide wholesale store. It makes sense to see more efficient and less expensive policy maneuvering by the DPJ in that business model because everything is nationally standardized.
Okay, thank you. What do you think are the most important policy changes that are facing the Japanese government today?
Well, before I talk about policy change, the biggest challenge the DPJ is facing is actually the democratization of Japan itself.
Okay.
Because Japan has been run by the same dominant party, the strong iron triangle among the LDP, the government bureaucracy, and interest groups have been there for a long time. And it's very, the DPJ has difficulty dismantling this. And the opposition against the reform is so strong that the resistance may actually destabilize the DPJ's democratic governance in that country. That is the most serious challenge aside from policy challenges. And when we talk about policies, the DPJ's number one priority, it will be to revive the Japanese economy, which has stayed stagnant over the last two decades. And in order to do that, I would imagine that the DPJ will need to revise its relationship with the central bank, I mean the Bank of Japan. And the DPJ's youngsters are contemplating revision of the BOJ law, which will salvage the Japanese economy, in my impression. And the aging society and related issues of demographic changes might also constrain the DPJ's policy maneuvering. Another big issue the DPJ is facing is obviously the redefinition of the relationship between Japan and other countries. Whenever democratic regime change happens, the United States also faced the demand for redefinition of the security alliances with its partners. And the current dispute over the FEMA Marine Corps Air Station relocation is one such epitome of the process. And I don't think that single incident will destabilize the long-term stable relationship between Japan and the United States. But for the time being, I would expect a lot of turbulences. But I'm cautiously optimistic about both the Japanese as well as the U.S. government's capability to settle the matter in a sensible manner.
Thank you. This has been very informative, and we appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much.